The following is a holiday message by representative for the 3rd Electoral District, the Honorable Julian Fraser, R.A.
A Merry Christmas to all, both residents and visitors of these peace-loving Virgin Islands, particularly my constituents of the 3rd Electoral District. I am Julian Fraser, representative for the 3rd District. Each year, I like to start my address with a recap of the economic state of the territory. And unlike last year, which due to the lingering effects of Hurricane Irma, I was moved to deviate, this year I shall continue. We have approved the Recovery and Development Plan with a total expected expenditure of $580 million over the next several years. Of this money, the UK government has promised to guarantee loans of up to $426 million. The question I ask is, how are the people of the Virgin Islands going to benefit directly from this money? The question you must ask yourself is, who has to pay back these loans? And where will they be paid back? I think you know the answers. Just this year, we had to borrow money to balance our budget. That was a historical first. It meant that we are making less money than we need to support ourselves. The definition for any country that has to borrow money to pay for its operations is broke. The EU is after our financial services, and there's a good possibility we can end up being blacklisted if we fail to meet their demands. Let us pray that this is not the case. While clearly this is a day of joy and celebration, it is my duty to reflect on the past year and give God thanks for His goodness to us for our spared lives. I am also obligated to be a source of comfort to those in our hospitals or at home afflicted with ailment. I also mourn with those who have lost loved ones in the territory, and in particular my district, which in my view seem to have had a disproportionate number of deaths when compared to the rest of the territory. I sincerely ask God's richest blessing upon you during your time of sadness. The tough times experienced this time of year couldn't seem to have come at a worse time. But because we have Christ, our loving Savior, to look to for strength and comfort, we overcome. On this Christmas day, I know many of you are experiencing tough economic times, especially on the heels of Hurricane Irma, and that we are not equally equipped to meet the challenges. But rest assured that I am with you. In these Virgin Islands, it is seldom ever possible to measure hardship through failure, because we Virgin Islanders have been conditioned to always put our best foot forward. Mindful of that fact, I continue to remain grounded and always remember that though you may not express your difficulties and sorrows, Christmas is not about me, but about you. It was on this day some 2,020 years ago, Jesus Christ was born. And ever since that day, during this season, the true churches celebrate the birth of this virgin-born child, who is born to us, the Son, who is given to us, the mighty God, the Son of David, the everlasting King. My people of the 3rd District and the entire territory, I extend my heart to you in whatever sadness you are confronted with this Christmas day, be it due to a personal ailment, or that of a family member or friend, be it due to a loved one being incarcerated or hospitalized, I pledge my continued support to you. I am quite aware that by the time this message reaches you, the caroling from the night before would have stopped, and the serenading may be at full blast. But as you sit down with friends and loved ones to enjoy the day's meal and salivate over your delicious pastries, particularly tart and sweetbread, I want you to enjoy yourselves in the true spirit of Christmas. Forever there is a time to celebrate, it is now. After all, hark the herald angels singing was a call to listen intensely to hear the angels give glory to the newborn King. Just as they celebrated then, on that day to be known as Christmas Day, you are expected to celebrate now. In closing, let me say on behalf of my wife, Karen, and myself, how thankful I am to the people of the 3rd District for their expressions of love and confidence in me for having me as their representative for this, my 20th Christmas. I thank you. And may I extend greetings to all the people of the territory, particularly my constituents, both those at home in the BVI and in St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John, United States, Virgin Islands. May each of you and your loved ones, both near and far, have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
The proceeding was a holiday message by the representative for the 3rd Electoral District, the Honorable Julian Fraser, R.A.